So I'll nip on to, I'll go into Pippa Lee. Oh, with Robin Wright Penn.
We'll just leave you to...
I'll just leave you with your mental images.
I think she's lovely. Ever since I saw Princess Bride, I fell in love with her. And it was, I can't remember if we were talking about what she's been in. I said, I don't actually remember being in too many big roles. I think you, Jonathan, had said, it reminded me about Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump's the one I remember her from.
And like, wow, that I do remember that. It's a great performance as well. And it just surprised me that she's not done more big roles. And maybe that's just me not remembering it, but I don't think she has.
I don't think she's done many lead roles.
No. Nothing's...
It's always little supporting things. It's a shame because you see films like, or her character in Forrest Gump, because I know the film's not to everyone's taste, and Pippa Lee, and you realise that she's an amazing actress. Especially in Pippa Lee, actually. She can convey so much with just a tone of her voice, a little inflection that tells you that she's not interested in what this character says, or what she's actually saying is totally wrong, she doesn't believe it at all. Turn of phrase, little look, or what Sun said as well. I really like that.
Are you going to say a little bit what it's about?
I was going to, yes. I just had to
sorry.
Think you're about just Robin Wright Penn.
Enthusing about Robin.
And that's another thing that makes me wonder. I wonder how old she is. I wonder if Louise is going to maybe leap up onto IMDb and have a quick look.
And see how old she's probably fallen asleep.
I think she's either fallen asleep or going to the toilet. Yeah, so The Private Lives of Pippa Lee is about a younger woman who's married an older man. And he's a publisher, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was a writer, but he didn't do too well in that. He's become a publisher. Quite successful, actually. And they've moved out to a retirement home, a retirement village kind of concept. I don't think we really have them in the UK.
Yeah, one of those American sort of cocoon-style little Butlin's holiday camps for pensioners.
Did you mention the husband's played by Alan Arkin?
I haven't mentioned that yet.
No, we're getting there.
Well, look, you're the one with the EFF booklet in front of you.
I'm jumping ahead here, but...
None of us have got that yet.
I just think he's brilliant. He's so good at it.
So, yes, Alan Arkin does play that. Yeah, I mean, if you want to read it, that's fine. You've got it in front of you.
It's a movie. I could just read the synopsis.
No, go ahead.
No, anyway.
No, so they move out there, and Louise is back. Louise, can you find out how old Robin Wright Penn is? Thank you. Yeah, so they move out to this retirement home, and he's really preparing for the end of his life. He's more or less given up, isn't he? And she just has this kind of revelation at that point. I said it right that time. She's not ready to give up on life. He may be, but she's not, and she's missing everything she had out in New York, the big apartment, all the things she was doing in her life, all that excitement she had. And although she's the perfect wife, things are starting to unravel for her. And not just around her and sort of the location that she's moved to and her husband's life, but actually her own mind and her past. And I really don't want to say too much, but it's kind of like how her life starts to unravel. Well, and you discover more about her past.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the start, she's certainly trying to pretend to herself that there isn't a problem.
Yeah,
she's very, she loves her husband, and she's very happy to do what to go where he wants her to go. But also near the start, it kind of there's flashbacks, and that's one of the big parts about it, isn't it? There's lots of flashbacks to her as a young girl, right back to her birth.
And she does this voiceover all the way through which, to start with, I hated the idea of voiceover, but actually you kind of get into it as well, and it's never... Yeah.
I have to say that was one of the first things, initially when it first started and that voiceover started, I thought, oh no, here we go. But it ended up working in its favour.
Yeah. But and flashbacks are done quite well as well. Always at the right sort of moment to explain something or to develop the story.
Yeah. Some nice transitions between the two as well, where they switch one to the other.
Yeah, because there was a scene where the waiters, she's sitting having a meal present day, and the waiter walks by them with a cake to the table behind them, and that transitions straight into her living room when she was a young kid to bring a cake out for her for her birthday.
Yeah,
and there's one interesting bit when she's on the beach.
Yeah,
and I think it's the is she in the present and then
well, no, it's following Alan Arkin's character and his son or
best friend.
Best friend,
yeah.
And walking down the beach speaking, and he's wearing a cap and everything, and I just feel, and it pans back to show this young girl walking about maybe 15 feet to the side of them. And for a few minutes, you're not sure whether this is present day and this is just some young girl following those two, or if it is in the past and that's actually her.
Yeah, or if she's, misremembering it. Yeah. Or it's very, very clever, and there's a few bits like that.
There's some other big stars in it as well, because there's...
Well, reading from the cast list, we have Winona Ryder, Ryan MacDonald, Maria Bello, Keanu Reeves pops up, who I would never normally... If I see his name, I'm a bit concerned. I noticed, actually, on the blog, when it's on, it's gone. But the review, I wrote the review, and I don't know if you got this, Richard, on your site, but the Keanu Club, I think it was, the fan club, have been linking back, and I've noticed quite a lot of link-throughs from them.
Oh, quick, get the reviews.
I had a quick look at their website, and it was interesting to see their comments on, I think your review, actually. They make a comment saying how they're always amazed now, the fans of Keanu, they're amazed that when people say, you know, the film was good, even Keanu was good in this film, because people are so amazed when he's good. But of course, the fans, they adore him anyway, and they think he's the best thing in everything. But he was actually very good in this. That was the point I was going to make there. He was actually good.
He's not the standard character.
No, and you don't even know it's him. They kind of hide the fact that it's Keanu Reeves for the first little while. The next door neighbour says that her son has just split up with his wife, and he's going to come back home. You don't know it's going to be him. Mm. And even the first few minutes, I think you just see the back of his head, don't you? And then it's him. So there's a nice little guest cast, and also Monica Bellucci turns up.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah, great. Well, they're great cast. And Julianne Moore is a great cast. There's a lot of, and they're not
and Maria Bello.
And Maria Bello as her mum.
She was the other big surprise.
She's fantastic.
She is fantastic and lovely.
Yeah,
I think again,
she owns the first, I think, sort of 20 minutes of that film. You kind of see her through her life just after the baby Pippa was born.
Yeah.
And there's a brilliant scene when she's sitting at the...
43! Robin Wright Penn's 43.
The brilliant scene when they're sitting at the at the dinner table and you see all these different emotions from her mum.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
She is superb in it. Mm. And it's good, it's got a really good... twist in it as well. Not really a twist, but a turn of events that turns the film around for me as well, and turns around the character. Can't really talk much about it.
I'm trying to remember back, it was 2 weeks ago now I saw this one, but which
I'm miming something.
Yes.
Which was quite a surprise. That's all well done as well. Mm-hmm. The thing with the food and the...
Everything's well done. There's just... I think we were all quite surprised the fact that it was a... I think was it the first film that we saw?
I think it was. Yes. It was, because it was the Tuesday morning, wasn't it?
So, I mean, part of it was, I think we were probably all quite bright and breezy at that point and looking forward to it. I do wonder, taint it? But the more I think about it, I think, no, I don't like rom-coms particularly. Mm. I would never...
Describe it that way.
That's the way I thought it was going to be. I thought, you read it, it's kind of like TV movie of the week almost.
That was my worry about it. But
Woman looks back in her life and her emotions and things. Mm. But actually, it's a lot more to it than that.
The trailer kind of missells it as that kind of thing. You know, you think it's going to be something along the lines of My Sister's Keeper type, you know, send your girlfriend away to go and cry at it type thing. Mm-hmm. But it's actually pretty smart and just surprisingly funny.
Mm-hmm. There are some really funny moments as well.
Yeah.
And very insightful ones.
I think the one for me was Winona Ryder, who kind of had a bit of a difficult role because... she was almost sort of bordering on comic relief.
Yes.
Because she had some kind of... her scenes were kind of a bit out there as this sort of really self-obsessed friend. And it's just one scene, if I don't know, talk about it, but her suicide attempt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It kind of shows how absurd the character had gotten by that point.
Mm-hmm. I think her character's well over the top, but provided some comic relief as well as some really serious moments. But I think so. I think Maria Bello and Robert Wright Penn were just fantastic in that film. Really loved that.